I'll survive that one.
Definitely.
Yeah, no. Made it through. We're on the good side now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm between 200 and 176. And it looks like I'm coming into some foggy stuff. Well, today should be interesting. They got the big machine out at work and going to be pouring curb. So a bunch of concrete trucks to come in, fill the machine while it creeps along, preforming that curb.
Ah, sounds like fun. As long as it works in the end, so. This still amazes me, this stretch of road. It's like, it's a 90 stretch of road. And if you're doing 90, they are flying past you, at least 120 for a lot of these cars. I'm like, okay, this is kind of a nuisance. Oh, well. We'll do what we can.
Now, here's the funny part of this. If it's a 90 road and you're doing 90 and everybody's flying past you, you're the one that can get the ticket.
I know. That's the annoying part about the whole thing. It's like, you're the obstacle. It's like... Yes, but, and even if you bring it to court, it's still, you're still the obstacle. It's like, yeah, you kind of got to go with the flow.
Yep, meanwhile, you're the only one obeying the law.
But if you take it high enough, yeah, you can get away with it and get it written off, but it's just having to take it high enough that's the fun.
Copy that. Other station, go ahead.
Dick, drop us up, pump Charlie Alpha. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, V7CQE.
Good morning, V7LET.
You guys are talking about speed on highways. My biggest pet peeve is people who, on a highway where it's 70 kilometers an hour or more, don't obey the rule that they need to move to the right for to allow faster moving traffic to pass.
Mine's just the opposite. People that see my flashing lights, my beacons, and my arrow board and don't move over to the left.
Yeah, if you're not going to do the slower traffic, definitely stay in the granny lane. But still, yeah.
I come across that all the time, considering I spend a lot of time on FSR, forest roads, and people don't realize that the speed limit on a Forest Service road is 90 kilometers an hour. So when I'm coming up behind somebody who's doing 10 on a gravel road that doesn't pull off to the side when there's a chance, that's a big one for me.
Roger that. It's amazing. And it's amazing how many people don't realize that you see, or, well, either don't realize or don't care, that you see the lights on a truck like my work truck, slow your ass down and move over. If you don't, you can get into some pretty serious kimchi.
Roger that.
Yeah, for the past couple of years, occasionally I get sneaky and invite one of my buddies who's a ham operator. I won't put his call sign out there without his permission, but... and he's a CVSE officer. And so I'll be like, yep, I got to go do this wreck. Can you come out with? And he'll come out and tuck himself nicely far off to the right in between the traffic control trucks and the wreckers, just watching them go flying by, and next thing you know, blues and reds pop up. And he loves it. the how would I put it, certain type of trucker, absolutely hate it because he will yank every single one of them over.
There's a reason that there's speed limit reduction in construction zones. People need to obey it. It's how people stay alive.
Yeah, well, 35 flaggers killed in the past year, so yeah. Anyway, the Roshi 160th, just off the highway on 103, headed to the site.
Just made it over the Oak Street Bridge. So on Oak, going over to Granville in a minute.
V7PWA, is it?
VA7PCA. I'm on 176 northbound at Highway 10, and it's smooth sailing.
Roger that. Yeah, well, I'm working where I'll be, have been working for the past month, and will for the next seven. 132 between 84th and 80th right now, widening the street, so we've got a double lane push there, so it's single lane in either direction would reduce speed whenever people decide that they want to obey it.
Stay safe.
I try, but that's the way I put it. My job is to put myself in a situation that isn't quite safe so that all my charges underneath me or that I'm looking after on the construction site are safe.
It's a dangerous job, but unfortunately someone has to do it.
Well, thank you for the acknowledgement. I really do actually appreciate that. Roshi, do you know what the four most frustrating words in my profession are?
No, I don't.
You're just a flagger.
Yeah, overall, you're just a blank is usually a bad line for, in a lot of professions, but I totally understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, they fail to realize that we're the ones that actually have to draw up the plans for how to set traffic up, to put it on paper, do an FLRA, then do the layouts, then get do the execution of it, and they fail to realize there's a hell of a lot more to it than just standing there holding a paddle.
For some people, yeah, that's all that they look at, but yeah, there's definitely a lot more involved in it. And there's a lot more responsibility than just holding up a little sign.
Well, here's a little bit of info not a lot of people realize, but as of January 1st, 2028, lane control or lane closure technicians will have the ability through photograph and cameras on the trucks to forward citations for disobey traffic control device, disobey traffic control person, speeding in a construction speed zone and assault on traffic control person, because if they hit the paddle with their vehicle, that's considered assault on the traffic control person. But through the cameras on the trucks, we'll be able to forward them directly to ministry for immediate tickets being sent out, and in some cases immediate to get a visit with immediate suspensions and vehicle impounds.
Well, you mean visit by some government officials? Oh, cool. No, just kidding. Yeah, no, that's definitely a good step, you know, and definitely a required step in a lot of cases, because people just don't seem to show any respect or on the road in general.
Yeah, Roger. So by 2028, we're all supposed to have body cams, and the trucks are all supposed to be camered explicitly for that purpose. That'll be discretionary if we submit it, but I would hazard to guess that for the first little while there'll be a fair bit submitted, and it'll really be ticking a lot of people off when they get a knock on the door in the evening from the local constabulary going, by the way, remember that flying here today? Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, a lot of people forget what they're there for and why they're there. It's like, yeah, it's overall safety. Let's play this game together.
And all of those are easy to enforce except for the speeding one in a construction zone. I think that one will get thrown out probably 100% of the time because they're not going to have a radar gun, so people will just fight it. And even if there is, a radar gun needs to be calibrated properly regularly by a licensed person to calibrate it, so that would be the only one that would get thrown out.
I would agree with you in most cases, unless it's extremely blatant, like some dude doing 100 or 120 in a 30 zone that the body cam just catches them flying by. If it's that blatant, I see that going through. But the others, yeah, I agree with you. The speed's going to be the tough one to enforce. But I think you'd agree with me, there are times where the speed is just so blatant, there's just no way to defend against it.
And in a case like that, even if they can't make a speeding charge stick, they would be able to make driving with undue care and attention, reckless endangerment, anything like that, they would throw the book at them.
Yeah, Roger that. But yeah, the disobey device, traffic control, or person, that I can see not being an issue. It's a concrete open and close with the cameras. I think it's a good step, but because it makes more work for us.
Yeah, not just at the scene, but also in court, taking away from the streets.
Yeah, I don't think we'd be needed in court because the photographic evidence would be sufficient.
That's a good question. I thought you might have to, but I don't know. Not to being involved in that side of it, I don't know.
Yeah, because because of the Axiom body cams and whatnot, they're all time stamped and they can't be tampered with. So it's, you know, live video footage that you really can't argue with.